Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Welcome in, welcome back in the trenches, exclusively on Sports Talk 790. Now, you know, we talk all things football here, and you've heard us talking about the Spring League, not because we love football so much. That's not the only reason, but they were smart enough to play their games at the greatest university in the history of universities, Rice University. And now we have the CEO of the Spring League on to join us here in the trenches and talk about this upcoming championship game this Saturday that will be played at Rice University, Brian Woods. Brian, how are you doing? It's Indy Kalu and Chris Gordy. How are you today, sir?
I'm doing well. How are you guys?
We are good. You know what? First, I want, as a football nerd, football geek, as a guy that can't get enough of football, I want to say thank you. Thank you for the Spring League and the efforts. It was cool for me to watch the likes of Emmanuel Ellerbe, Ryan Mallett out there, guys that I've heard of who are looking for second and third chances to play some football. So we appreciate the efforts. And speaking of that effort, Brian, Chris and I have been talking over the last month about just how tough it is for football leagues outside of the NFL to survive. Can you kind of talk about what y'all did differently and y'all made it through an entire season?
Yeah, I mean, look, the bottom line is we've been at this since 2017. So we have taken a very disciplined approach in terms of the business aspect of operating and maintaining a professional sports league. And our business model is one in, that we really do look to cut unnecessary costs. We look to mitigate losses. So our structure was really tailor-made for dealing with COVID and the era that we live in these days, where many leagues last year, when things started shutting down, had to go to a kind of hub model, if you will. Well, we've been doing that since day one, and so we've kind of stuck with that. We were fortunate enough to remain in existence all the way through last year, and Fox came to us at that time, really liked what we were doing. They saw the product on the field and said, look, you guys are doing it the right way. You're sustainable. How can we help you grow this? And so we've definitely had some assistance in recent times with Fox, but they like our approach, and we've put a very good product on the field this year, and I think the players have gotten a lot out of it. We've had a lot of players thus far that have been either invited to NFL training camps or have already signed with NFL clubs. So we're definitely walking the walk. Since we started this league in 2017, we've had over 100 players signed for the NFL. So being a true developmental league is what we are, and we've been very encouraged by our successes. And this has been a tremendous season this year, and we're looking forward to the championship game at Rice, 2 p.m. on Saturday afternoon.
Yeah, and it's going to be exciting. I was just looking, you know, at some of the highlights the past couple of weeks, and it's good football. And then I look at the names of the two coaches that are coaching this game on Saturday in the championship, and of course it's Hal Mumme, the guy who helped found the air raid offense, and then Kevin Gilbride, who a lot of us here in Houston are familiar with his years as an assistant with the Houston Oilers. So I mean, you guys have some big time talent at the coaching spot in this league.
Yeah, I think, look, the bottom line is, again, that goes back to embodying our core philosophy, which is being a true developmental league. So we want to have as many coaches. We want to have the very best teachers and instructors. And so they don't necessarily have to have an extensive NFL resume like a Kevin Gilbride, but they have to understand offense, and they have to understand working with quarterbacks. So a lot of the head coaches that we've hired in this league have that quarterback coaching pedigree, if you will. And Kevin Gilbride is no different. Hal Mumme is no different. Terry Shea, Bart Andrus, these are all coaches that have had extensive experience with that position. And I think this league, probably more than anything else, are very similar or akin to NFL Europe, is really looking to develop quarterbacks and offensive linemen. So we want to get the best coaches and teachers and instructors that we can, and I think we've done a good job with that. And we've also got some very good defensive-minded coaches in the league as well, guys like Jerry Glanville, Ted Cottrell. So it's been you know, a good run for us thus far, and we continue to acquire those sort of names and coaches that want to be involved in our operation.
Tell me this, and we're speaking with Brian Woods, CEO of the Spring League, this Saturday right here in Houston at Rice University, 2 o'clock. They will have the championship game. You could go to thespringleague.com to purchase tickets. How tough was it to get some of those big names? Because not only are you competing with college, and I'm talking about the coaches, Brian, not only are you competing against other leagues, you have the XFL that's coming back. You have the USFL coming back. How tough was it to convince some of these coaches to coach in the Spring League?
I think, look, the bottom line is this. We have proven ourselves now. We've remained in operation as an outdoor professional football league since 2017, and there's not many people out there. As a matter of fact, I think we're the only ones that can actually say that. So I think they look at it and they understand that our business model is very disciplined. They're not going to make the money that they might be promised in these other leagues but never actually realize. But they know that we're a consistent source of revenue for them, and so they're willing to sign on. Most of the coaches in this league, at least some of the core coaches I've had with me since day one, have been with us for quite some time now. And so they are coaches that continue to return. They enjoy the experience. And the coaches make a very respectable salary working in the Spring League. So I think it's just the plain fact that we've been able to sustain ourselves when others have come and gone in rapid fashion. And I think that's what attracts a lot of coaches to this league, is they know that we will be around when others will come and go.
It's easy for us, Brian, on the outside looking in to say, oh, why don't they, the XFL, USFL, the Spring League, arena football, why don't they just combine their efforts? You're a negotiator. You're a businessman. You have a law background. From your point of view, have you ever thought of, you know what, how about I get everybody together and we have this one big league that we know we still won't compete against the NFL, but we won't have all these other ancillary leagues where we're taken from each other's talent pool?
I mean, look, here's what I would tell you in terms of that question. Right now, the Spring League is the only professional outdoor football league in existence and currently operating. I think what people need to understand is that the XFL, while they promised to return at some point, the days of Vince McMahon's XFL are long gone. What was acquired out of bankruptcy last summer was effectively used football equipment and trademarks. So we're operating. There aren't any others out there operating right now. If others do come into existence, then certainly we're reasonable individuals, and those are conversations that we would enjoy having. But I think right now, not everyone agrees or not everyone understands exactly what it takes to make a professional football league sustainable. And I think we've got a pretty good grasp on that. So I think it's just getting people to understand what works and what doesn't work. Because as I've mentioned previously, many leagues have come and gone and have flamed out very quickly. And I think that we have done it with little fanfare and little promotion. And to be quite frank, we've attracted meaningful viewership this spring. We've averaged over 400,000 people watching our games, and that rivals in comparison to MLS. That beats out NHL's average viewership, which is somewhere around 388,000 a game. So with the modest budget that we operate with, we've done very well for ourselves in terms of monetizing our property, and Fox has been very pleased with our performance thus far. So we're happy to be in the position that we're in, and we're going to continue doing what's gotten us here and try to improve on building out and scaling up our property.
So the Mega Bowl, the championship game for the Spring League this Saturday over at Rice Stadium, 2 o'clock Central. Of course, it'll air on Fox, the linemen versus the jousters. Brian, for somebody who may have not watched the Spring League yet this year, and this will be their first game they're watching either on TV or in person, what's the one big thing that stands out that's different? Is there a rule or just something different-wise that's different from the type of football that they're used to seeing?
No, I would tell you that if they have watched an NFL game, it's no different than watching the Spring League. And our product is very respectable. I mean, it's a very good on-field product. And I think what's exciting about the game this Saturday is you're going to really see two offensive juggernauts in Kevin Gilbride's two-headed quarterback attack. And then you're going to see the air raid that is hitting on all cylinders right now for the linemen. And Ryan Willis is you could make the argument that he's been our league MVP up to this point. So if you like seeing the ball thrown If you like seeing the forward pass, then definitely they want to tune in or come to the game. And hopefully this tropical depression of sorts out in the Gulf of Mexico will stay away.
Before we let you go, I don't want to put you on the spot, Brian, but some will say that I built that stadium at Rice. So if I want to watch it for free and get the red carpet treatment, do I drop your name or whose name do I drop?
You can certainly drop my name, and I will. Matter of fact, I will walk down and to meet you at the gate and walk you in. How about that?
I will say this: that part was a joke. I will be there with my sons because we're always looking for football, so we'll be in the stands cheering both of those teams on. We appreciate your time. We appreciate your expertise, and as a football fan, I appreciate you giving me football in the spring.
Absolutely, and we're looking forward to seeing hopefully a decent turnout on Saturday, and look forward to seeing you at the game Saturday.
All right, listeners, go to thespringleague.com to purchase those tickets. Meet me at Rice University so we can watch some football. Brian, have a great, great rest of your week, and here's to a successful Mega Bowl.
All right, guys, thanks so much. I really appreciate it.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to – has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.